Begin the current parak, parak shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Metamim Mishkan Moshe, the laws of contaminating through what one sits on, what one lays on, in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which are continuing the theme in the previous parak regarding how many ways that the Mishkan and the Merkav, the bedding and the writing utensil, can contaminate in their capacity. As Rambam gets Halacha Alf, that there are five different ways that the Mishkan and Moshe Merkav could contaminate and become contaminated. And that is, Hazav, the Zav himself, is metame es ha-mishkav ha-mishkav ha-merkav. He contaminates what he lays on, what he sits on, what he rides on, b'chamesh racham in five different ways. Oymid, when he stands on it, yeshiv sits, sheichiv lays, nitla is hanging, v'nishon and supported. Ketzer hasol. So kli also le-mishkav ha-mishkav ha-merkav, you have this tool, this garment, this vessel that's made for laying or sitting or riding, even if it was beneath a stone, if one of those who contaminate by laying, like for example the Zab, he's on alo eben, on the stone, so he's either standing or he's sitting on it, or laying, or is he hanging from it, or leaning on it, supporting himself, or he's hanging from it. Since ultimately he's being supported here by this vessel, Nitma becomes tamei, but nasa abatumei actually becomes a primary category of tamei. B'chol echad mehei drachem elu, and any one of these five different ways, hu anikra midras b'chol makam. It's called the stomping. It's called the pressing in old places. This is a way of him, his body weight pressing on these things, and these are five different ways of midras. Halacha beis. V'chein so too hamishkav amerkav. This is what he lays on and what he rides on. Metam es ha'adam contaminates the pure person b'zayin drachem in seven different ways. So you have the five different ways that we described, that just like it becomes tummy, it can now convey to other people that are tar that same ways. And the other two are v'mago b'masa, someone touches that bedding, let's say, or carries it. Case of household. So mishka b'merkab, so if you have this bed or this saddle, a cloth, shadardas alavazav, that the zav had stepped on, again, one of those five ways, v'nitma b'medrasim came tummy from his stepping, Sanagia boy, so if someone touches it, or carries it, so Tommy's going to become Tommy. Emachin sotu hayoshav lab, someone now sits on that bed, or yoimit, or stands, or yoshav, or lays, or nitla, or he's hanging, or yanishno, he's being supported. Ava pishoy se evin mavdelas ben atar ben medrash, even if there was a stone separating between the tar person and this bedding, that is a nitma becomes Tommy. Kashanim, the post says of a yikra, says, vahayoshav al hakli, asher yeshav lavazab. If someone sits on that garment, that vessel, that the zav sat on, which from tradition they learned that the place that the Zav sat and contaminated, if the tar is sitting over there, nitmei becomes tami. I mean, it doesn't have to be at the same time. It means if it's that same place, the same item. So, just like the Zav contaminates that which he rides on and what he sits on, that even though it's beneath the stone. So, and we, as we explained in the previous parak, Avatar is tame, so too then the tar person becomes tame min hamishkav or merkav shumetachas even from the bedding or from that saddlecloth which is beneath the stone. Av pishin hazav shamal hamishkav, even though the zav is not there at the same time on the bedding, and vadim zera shuhula malam in the medrash, and this person that's above this thing that was pushed on by the body weight of the zav is going to be tame, but godim is going to contaminate even garments cause manchal perishim tame as long as he's not disconnected from that which is contaminating him. Like we explained this already in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Now, Halacha Gimel elaborates on the leaning on this bedding. So, in a Zav Metami as a Mishkav, the Zav does not contaminate that which he lays on, until this Moshev, Mishkav, Merkav, until he carries the majority of his body weight. And, v'chein sotu, Hatar. The Torah person, Shadaris al Midras Zav, he puts his body weight on this, what the Zav already put his body weight on. Einam is Tamei Machmas HaMidras, he does not become Tamei from that bedding, until the majority of his weight is carried on this bedding. Avalam Nisa Miuta, but if only a minority of him was carried. Hoyav Loi Naga, since he didn't touch, in other words, we're talking about if he didn't touch, for example, let's say there's a stone separating between the Zav and the Mishkav, or between the Torah person and the Mishkav, so then Hari is a Tar. So then the bedding or the person is going to be Tar. Ketzer haso, if you have miktzas tamei al mishkav, if you only have some of the tamei on the bedding, and we have a stone separating between him and the bed, or umiktzas hatar lois al mishkav, you have some of the tar on that bedding, hamishkav tar, in that case, the bedding is going to be tar, and the other case of a tar shenisa miktzas yolav, and the tar person that's carried on it, are tar going to be tar. Now, hatamei shenisa ruboy, Now, let's say Tommy person that the majority of him is being carried al mikzah hamishkav by merkav, on only some of the bed or some of the saddlecloth. So nitma hamishkav kuloi or merkav kuloi, then all of that mishkav or merkav is going to become tummy, because even though he's only on some of it, but it's carrying the majority of him. And the chinatar, shenisa ruba al mikzah hamishkav, so to the tar person that the majority of him is being carried by some of the bed, nitma becomes tummy, vav bishlei nisa al mikzah hamishkav, even though some of the mishkav is only some of the Meishav is carrying him, but that's considered one Meishav, and since the majority of him is on that, it's going to be Tameh. Now, Halacha Dalet gives a specific case. Zav, if you have a Zav, one of these four types, Shoyim Mutul Al Chemisha Savsalim, if he was laying on five benches, now it depends. Sheheim Munachim La'arkam, if they were along their length, now he's laying on the width of them. So Tameh, then those benches are going to become Tameh. Why? Sharei Nisa Ruboy Al Kol Echad Mehem. Because it comes out, the majority of him is being carried on every one of these benches because every bench is supporting all of the width of his body. Not the whole length, but they're all carrying the width of his body. Now, let's say the benches were along their width and he's laying along their length. So then, they're going to be tar. Why? Because every one of these benches are not carrying the majority of him. In other words, If you have the width of his body that's along the width of the benches, so it comes out that only a fifth of his body is on every single bench. That's not the majority. You have to have a majority. It could be of his width, as we said in the previous case. Here you're not having any majority, so therefore, then it's going to be tar. But if he was laying on the benches, then whether he was along the length or the width, they're going to be tummy because Shem and the Sabach, maybe as he's turning, people twist and turn, and it could have been that the majority of his body was on every single one of them. So since we don't know in that case, then we're going to consider it as tummy. Now, let's say he was spread out on six vessels that were made for Mishkav for being laid on. Now, he has his two hands on two of the vessels. Ushnei Ragav Ashnaim, he has two legs on two of them. Sometimes people like put chairs and they're laying down and he has two feet on two of the chairs. V'rosh al Echad, and he has a head on one of them. V'guf al Echad, and his body is on one. Same tummy mishum mishkav, obviously but touching will be tummy, but that of the bedding is only going to be Elazer Shetachas Guf, only the one that's beneath his body. Shavi Nisurubolab, that's the one that the majority of his body is on, which is his whole Guf. But the other ones are not the Rav, and they're not going to have tummy mishkav. Now let's say Amid al Shnei Mishkavos. Let's say he's standing on two beds. Ragla Achas Alechad, Ragla Shnei Al Shnei. One leg is on one, and one leg is on the other one. Then Shnei Tamim. Then they're both supporting his whole body, and therefore they're both going to be tummy. Halacha Hey, Hayesha Begabe Amita. Let's say he was sitting on the bed. The Dalad Mishkavos Tachas Arba Ragla Amita. Now there was four beds beneath the four legs of the bed. So the bed that he's sitting on is being supported, each leg with have a mishka beneath each one of those legs. So kulu tameis, all those beddings are going to become tameh. Why? Because the bed cannot stand on three legs. So if every one of the legs of the bed are integral to carry the body of the zav, they're all considered the mishkav of the zav. Now, in contrast, halacha vav, let's say he was riding on an animal. Now you have, beneath every one of these legs of the animal, you have a mishkav. Let's say there was a pillow beneath each one of these legs of the animal. So kulin tahiris, all those beddings beneath each one of those legs are going to be tar. Why? It's different than the bed of the previous case. Because an animal could stand on three legs. It comes out that the fourth leg is only assisting, it's not primary. Because of mesayim b'mamish, that which assists has no substance. And every single leg we qualify as Messiah because since technically every leg is not integral, it could be just the assisting one because it could stand on three legs. So we don't really know which hand, which foot is the one that it's not really leaning on because it's really extra in a way. That's integral. So therefore we never really established Tuma beneath any one of them. Therefore, it retains its cheskes tara, and therefore, every one of them is going to retire. Now, lefikach, but therefore, if let's say mishkav echad tachas shtei yedea behemah, but let's say there was one bedding beneath the two of the four legs of the animal, or beneath two of the hind legs, let's say between underneath one hand and one foot, and it's the same bedding, then it's going to be tameh. Shei vadi nisa zav on mishkav zeh, because most definitely the zav is being carried on that bedding. Because the animal cannot stand on two legs. It needs three. and here it's on one, it's on two of them at the same time, then most definitely we'll have the tama of the Mishkav Hazav. Halach Zayin, Yashav HaTameh Al Koiras Besabad. Let's say the tummy person is sitting on the beam of the olive press, which it's meant to press and squeeze out the oil. Kol HaKelim Shebe Eikol Tameim. So all the vessels in the netting is going to be tummy. Why? All those vessels in the netting are crushed beneath the beam, and essentially it's like the zav is laying on those vessels too. In contrast, let's say the zav is sitting on the press of the launderer of the by the cleaners. So the garments that are beneath the board of what is used to press the garments are termed, they're going to be tar. Why? Because there it's actually loose. But nimtzis meshenes hamachbesh al ragav, actually comes out that the board is actually resting on the legs of the press. Loyal akim shatach, it's not really resting on the garments beneath it. Let's say a person wanted to insert a knife or something like that between the garments that are beneath the press or beneath the press and the press, he'd be able to stick it in even though it's tied. So since it's not pressing, it's not really sitting on those garments. It's not considered as one entity and therefore actually would not contaminate the garments that are beneath that press, in contrast to, let's say, the Koris B'Savad, would not make it into that of the Mishkav Hazav. Halacha Ches tells us regarding what happens if the kli is not meant for Mishkav HaMishav. So zav shadara. So if you have a zav that's pressing his body weight, a kli shle nasa, that on the vessel or garment that was not made lemishkav lemayshav for a to be laid on or to be sat on or lemerkav to ride on. So av bishu go lemishkav, although it's technically fit for laying, but hayol b'le nogabai, since if he's not touching it, hadezatar that em is gonna be tar. Why? Shari emle, because we tell him amoid v'nasta malachtenim. Kli zeh, get up and let us do our work with this vessel. It wasn't meant for, though technically you could, but it was not meant for this. And therefore, it does not have the status and the title of a mishkav America. Ketzer how so? Let's say kafas sol. Let's say someone takes a tool that's used to measure grain and beans, and he turns it upside down. V'yashavala, and he sits in it. Or kaf areva v'yashavala. Let's say he turns a trough, a bowl where you knead dough, turns it upside down. V'yashavala, and he sits in it. Or he sits on a curtain. Or the mast, the sail of a boat. Okay, it's been things like that. How do they tell him they're all going to be tar? Krishnimit says in the pasuk, Asher Yeshiv, love that which he sits on. Why are you saying that? Because to tell you how meyuchel Yeshiv, but that's which is designated for sitting. Lo Yeshiv Amalei, not that they're going to tell him, Amoy, but not so long to get up, we need to do our work. Neshekliz Eloi Nasal Yeshiv, this vessel is not meant for sitting, it's meant for kneading dough, or for sailing a boat, or for measuring grain. And therefore, they would not have the halacha of tumah. Now, let's say the vessel was actually utilized for sitting together with, at the same time, for the work that it's meant for, then harizim is tamei medrash. Then they could have tamei medrash, let's say, of a vessel that's meant for sitting. Could go in, for example, hoda did, like a veil, v'cholik and a cloak, v'talis and an outer garment, v'turmal and, let's say, a backpack that the shepherds would use, that they put their items inside, v'chemes in a flask. Although initially, you're right, they're not meant for laying on, but at the same time that it's used doing its function, you could also use it to lay on. And oftentimes the backpackers, they use it for what they're carrying, but they're also going to lay on it. And so to anything like that, it will have the halacha of the Tumah Mishkav and Moshav. Now, Vehilchas Kelim, the laws of vessels, which is from Perek Chav Beis Nun, Avar, I'll explain, Kol HaKelim, all the vessels, Hametamba B'Medrash, that do come tummy from the body weight of the zav, and the kelim she'im tam medrash, the vessel that did not become tam of a medrash. Veza kli rol l'shiva, what type of vessel is fit for sitting on? Veza rol l'shiva, what's meant for laying on? Veza rol l'chiva, and what's meant for riding on, which are these different categories of mishkav, moshav, and merkav.